I'm a football coach. That's what I am. I'm just taking the same approach, you know. I'm very impatient. It's got to be done right or it won't be done, so.
Jefferson County School Superintendent Al Cooksey is very blunt about the current state of the district he now runs.
We have a lot of problems. It wasn't created by Al, you know, not he was responsible, but yet Bill was a one-term superintendent, and you can't hardly do this job in one term if you plan on changing it, okay? Mm-hmm. That kind of story.
The Bill Cooksey refers to is former Jefferson Superintendent Bill Brumfield, who lost his reelection campaign 2 years ago. Cooksey is a self-described outsider. He graduated from Jefferson County High School but left to go to college. He served in the military and worked as a football coach in Levy County, but he never forgot home. His family has a farm in Jefferson.
I don't know anybody, the employees I'm speaking of. I know a lot of people in the community because I came back here always on the weekend because I have a farm and a family here, so I was always here. But and I always read about how bad the schools were getting, and you know the school grade was going down, and so a friend of mine said, well, why don't you run for superintendent? And that's how I became superintendent. Just that simple.
Now in his second year as chief educator of the district, Cooksey has made some changes. He shuffled his elementary school teachers around to teach different grade levels, and he admits that did not make him very many friends. Monday marked the first day of school for Jefferson County, and Shelley Ryan, a math coach at Jefferson Elementary who's from Thomasville, Georgia, says she's looking forward to having a fresh start, especially when it comes to new state tests and learning standards called Common Core or Florida standards that are going into effect this year.
We're still not there yet. That is a very difficult transition.
Have you guys done any of the training, or how is that?
We have not so far. Do you think there was one day of a reading training? We have not hit the math training yet, so we're hoping to get that in soon.
Ryan says she's grateful the legislature implemented a one-year pause on penalties associated with poor performance, buying Jefferson more time to get accustomed to the new expectations.
Hi, how are you?
In Jefferson County, all the children are eligible for the federal free lunch program. The elementary school is almost 40 years old and showing signs of its age. Doors that creak open, old, rusting pipes, and mismatched air conditioning units. One of the school's buildings burned down last year. An empty gray cement slab marks the place it used to be. There's mold on the bricks outside, and Cooksey thinks some of those old walls may hold asbestos. But he's hopeful, and so is Elijah Key, Jefferson Elementary School's new principal.
So number one, you have to change the culture. You have to change the mindset of not only the educators, but also the students. And I think that process has already started just by expectation, higher expectations. Mm-hmm. And just change in general, and there's been a lot of change in the last 3 weeks.
But change is hard. Many of the district's students have a disability. The population is largely poor. There's a big Hispanic population, and for many students, English is their second language. There's infighting, a shrinking student population, and funding is tight. And as the community has lost faith in its public schools, many people have sought out private options, adding to the tension. But Cooksey, his teachers, and administrators are looking to turn things around this year, and Cooksey is staking his reelection on it. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.